Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 20th, 2024. Taste in the Torah. Question: what does it mean to enjoy the taste in the Torah? Answer: this means that a person can be filled with the Torah and thus expand their kelim, their inner feelings. You should really try to define all your actions through taste. That is what it says: taste and see how good the Lord is. You should feel any of your actions as if by their taste, for your own sake or for the sake of the Creator, tasty or tasteless, how much, and so on. Question: the Torah is called the state of perfection. What is the state of perfection and how can it be achieved in the ten, in the connections between us? Answer: it is precisely in the connections between you that the state of perfection can be achieved. When you unite more and more, then in connection with each other, you create a place where you can discover everything that the Creator wants to give you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 5, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: Two Discernments in the Torah and in the Work. Concealed Information of the Universe. Rabbi Pinchas was regularly before Rabbi Rehumai, by the shore of the Sea of Galilee. A great and elderly man was Rabbi Rehumai, and his eyes grew weak. He said to Rabbi Pinchas, "Indeed, I heard that Yochai, our friend, has a gem, a good stone, a sun. I looked in the light of that gem, and it is as the illumination of the sun from its sheath, illuminating the entire world." Zohar for All, Rabbi Shimon's Exit from the Cave, 185. This is about the fact that the great sage Kabbalist Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has a son, who by the age of 13 began to reveal himself as an expert in the Torah. Further, the text talks about the daughter of Rabbi Pinchas, the wife of Rabbi Shimon, the mother of their son Rabbi Elazar. Question: why is the concealed information of the universe transmitted in such a narrative style? It seems that there should be some formulas here, something more interesting. Answer: if we attained the inner part of the Torah, we would extract a lot of data from it. Why does the article talk about some guy and a girl who get engaged to each other, about their relatives who are friends with each other? What does the Book of Zohar even say? In fact, it says that the time has come to reveal the inner part of the Torah. For this, it is necessary to revive the connection between the generations of fathers and children and thus reveal the inner essence of the Book of Zohar. After all, by son and father it means souls. The son is our next spiritual state. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, December 24, 2023. Master the rule of your neighbor. If several individuals come together with the force that it is worthwhile to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient power and importance of bestowal to become independent, without outside help, if these individuals are null before one another and all have at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot keep it in practice, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. Rabash, Article Number 6, 1984. Love of Friends, 2. Here the mechanism of absolute cooperation, the influence of one on the other, is triggered. When you are among people engaged in a specific activity and you also get involved in this work, then such a mutual example inspires and helps you. Therefore, those who study Kabbalah and want to master the rule "love your neighbor" should be in such a group. Question: it is clear that the environment influences a person. We see this in our world too. But here it is written that in order to receive the desire of your friends, you must annul yourself. What does annul mean? Answer: you should see them above yourself. They should set an example for each other in this. Question: how can we do this? After all, a person is an egoist. He cannot see someone higher than himself. Answer, he will see how his friends treat each other, honor each other, elevate each other, and he will also have such a need. Question, can a person annul himself before the other? Answer, yes, in the right group. The group must understand what its task is. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, December 19, 2023. Manhattan is becoming a refugee camp. Comment, New York is said to be going through an immigration crisis. People from Venezuela and Africa now live on the streets. They set up tents in Manhattan and sleep on the sidewalks, that's what they say. The mayor of New York is seriously proposing placing migrants on cruise ships. There is a demand from the population to close the borders and send migrants back to their countries. It seems this is what the world has been preparing for. After all, look, millions are being resettled now. My response, it depends on where they resettle. They don't want to resettle in Siberia. They want to move to Manhattan. Question, well, a person seeks a better life, naturally. He has heard and seen things and wants to be there. But the trend itself, is it going to stay that way? Answer, the trend is toward a better place. It will. Question, even more so in the future. After all, Americans themselves are immigrants. Answer, it was back when America was vacant. Question, so, they feel like the landlords now. They want to live comfortably. Answer, yes, they don't agree to host everyone. They are the owners, how can I force them? Question, is it right for a country to close itself off to illegals? Answer, yes. And to generally dictate what is and isn't legal. This is the right of every country. Question, please tell me, over time, this state, my place, my homeland, my anthem, my flag, where will it go? If I don't feel good there, will I call it my homeland, or will I look for another homeland? Answer, it depends on everyone's judgment, what feelings and values do I base it on? Question, whether one feels good or bad? Answer, right. Question, what is the future going to be like? You once said a very interesting thing. You said man has nothing of his own in this world. Will man come to this? Answer, I don't know. Today, looking at humanity, I am no longer so optimistic. Question, is this an optimistic hope for you when a person comes to the conclusion there is nothing of his? Answer, yes. That would be good. But today, everyone thinks the whole world belongs to them. And they are tearing up the world with this. Question, if we think this world is for me and is all mine, I tear it up, right? Answer, yes. Question, so, you're saying the feeling of this is my home, this is my country is not quite right from the point of view of a spiritual height? Answer, of course not. Question, what should it be, what should a person come to? Answer, it should be the re-education of all mankind, to make us feel our whole planet is our home, our common home, for everyone. So, we would make a good common home here. Question, so, it's not my specific place, but the whole planet? Answer, the whole planet. Question, because I am a guest on this planet, should I come to this or not, that I am a guest? Answer, you may not be a guest. But you have to make sure this place is suited for all. And so should everyone. Comment, you didn't say for me, you said for everyone. My response, for everyone of course. Question, so, my thought should be from myself to others? While so far, it's been from me to me? Answer, that's the problem. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 23, 2023. Asking the Creator is necessary. Question, from a letter, you have been saying lately that one should not ask anything from the Creator but only agree with everything that happens because everything is from Him. You say, this is life, this is the world, and I exist in this world to be at peace. It turns out that I do not need to ask for anything, not for health, not for peace. Then what is the point of all prayers? Answer: asking the Creator is of course necessary, but first, one must decide. It must relate to my request to Him after I have tried everything, done everything, and have not achieved all that I should have achieved for His sake. Then I turn to Him with a request and ask for help. Question: so my first action is to try anyway? Answer: try to give to the Creator. If I can't do that anymore, then ask Him. Comment: but this giving to the Creator is the whole difficulty here. After all, people are actually asking. They are asking, not what to give Him, but what they ask for. My response: and what do they give? They give a prayer, they give nothing. They do not give, they ask. Question: is the most important thing to ask the Creator? Answer: yes, the Creator exists for the purpose of asking Him. Question: very important, very good. And where is your inner awareness that you too can give something? Answer: there is no such awareness. None. Giving to the Creator is generally against any logic. He created everything, He does everything. Comment: then let Him give. This is the logic. My response: well said. Come on. Where are you? Question: should I ask for those who are close to me, for those who are far away, or for oneself? Answer: it does not matter for whom to ask, but ask. Comment: but ask, yes. I have such a relationship with the Creator. My response: I ask, He gives, not bad. Question: do you agree that this is such a condition? Answer: I agree that a person is built that way. Question: you say it yourself that such is nature. And what is wrong here? If this has been embedded in us, what is wrong? Answer: and what is from me? Question: what is from me? Some good behavior, the fulfillment of some laws? And it is written in the Torah, in the Bible. Answer: very well. So do it. Comment: I do it, but I do it with the thought that it should be good for me. My response: and that is no longer good. This is where the problem lies, that you do what you have to do against your will. Part of it is how much you can reduce this involuntarily list. Question: so, I would want to reduce it? Answer: you would want to destroy it. And what you want is that you will have no obligations before the Creator, but that the Creator feels you and is ready to fulfill your wishes at every moment. Comment: yes. There is a thought. The question is this: you say you have to agree, it started with this, agreeing with everything that happens. My response: correct, continue. Question: to agree with everything that happens and that this world exists to be at peace. These are her main theses. You are not giving up on this? Answer: no. But what does it mean to balance for it to be at peace? Question: in other words, what does it mean to balance myself? Answer: yes. It is all measured relative to me. Question: that is, this phrase at peace, is there some big secret in it? Answer: yes. Question: and what is peace then? Answer: peace is a complete harmony, mutual understanding between man and the Creator. Question: so I have to come to this. It is not just peace as I understand it in this world. Answer: no. A complete understanding of each other. Question: and what does it mean? Answer: that you are completely at peace. Question: what do I have to understand? Answer: what the Creator wants from you and what you want from the Creator, and that at the same time you are similar to each other and are ready to do anything for each other. Question: how do I know what He wants from me in order to come to peace? Answer: the Creator wants only one thing from you, that you understand Him and what He needs. Question: what? Please tell me. Answer: but you have to understand this, you have to reveal it. Question: meaning that my life comes down to searching for what He needs? Answer: yes, this is the direction in life. Question: how should I aim myself? I want to understand what you want, or I want peace. These are two directions, which one is correct? Answer, no. I want peace, this is you, an egoist. But I want the right direction for my thoughts, my actions, this is already a question. Question, that is, I want to please you somehow, I want to be in dialogue with you. Answer, I want to do something nice for you. Question, and my whole life is to find out what I can do that is pleasing him? And this is called coming to peace that you are talking about? Answer, yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 23, 2023.